the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Popular Mechanics puts up a series of logic problems.
That's one of the reasons I stopped following them on Twitter. That's no joke. I'm like,
can we get the answer to one as a group?
These articles are too long, and they make me feel stupid with these little brain teasers.
Yeah, I find that generally I can only get these right if I've heard them before.
Oh, even with that.
And even then, a lot of times I forget. I go, I know I've heard this, but I still don't know how to do it.
Yeah, the devil and the angel at three doors. I'm like, yeah, it blows my mind every time. Like I'm a fish or something.
Let's start with this one, because I think you've heard a version of this one before. So I'll give you a puncher's chance. Ready?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
A farmer lives on a small plot of land next to the river.
Okay.
One day he travels across the river in a small boat and purchases a fox, a chicken, and a bag of corn from a feed and supply store. When the farmer returns to his boat to cross the river again and go home, he realizes his dilemma. The farmer can only take one item in his small boat at a time. Otherwise, he risks capsizing. He cannot leave the fox alone with the chicken.
No.
Right.
They'll eat it.
Yeah, man. It's a predator.
Because the fox will eat the chicken. He cannot leave the chicken alone with the corn because the chicken will eat the corn.
Right. I mean, you need your corn.
How does the farmer successfully get all three items across the river? Go.
I mean, you take the corn, the chicken follows. Chickens can swim. Chickens can fly, right?
They can. They're using the boat. That's the...
chickens can fly. Foxes can swim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, farmer just bought them. He's not going to just release them to the wild and say, go over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a little more time to think about the answer to this fully, but what I do know is this farmer has a terrible boat.
It is
a fox
stupid.
And a chicken do not weigh hardly anything. Mm-hmm.
That's definitely true.
This he must be on like a sit-on-top kayak or something where that would be pretty difficult.
Jeez, that can't be more than 15 pounds of animals.
Okay.
You want it? Really lame.
Yes, I got this one.
Of course.
Yeah, go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
But mostly because I've heard something similar before.
Is there a reason, one more before you go, is there a reason he can't just make these trips, but like, consequentially?
I mean, like,
you mean because of the ones,
sequentially, yeah.
Because of the ones that I gave you before, where if he leaves the fox and the chicken, then the fox will eat the chicken. If he leaves the chicken and the corn.
Like, the fox is just out and about. It just, go for it. I'll hear your thing.
Mm-hmm. okay. Well, here, he can throw the fox.
No.
Over.
They're going to the boats.
He can throw the chicken. Oh.
It's a wide river.
Oh, that's too bad.
He can put the fox in the bag of corn and then carry both of those over at the same time, come back for the chicken.
What, you think he bought a half bag of corn?
I don't know.
With plenty of room to grow?
I don't know. There could be some extra space in that
bag. Take the chicken across the river.
Okay.
Okay.
Leave the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Go back.
Yeah.
Pick up the fox. Take the fox across the river. Take the chicken with you. Go back across, trade the chicken for the feed, take the feed across, leave it with the fox. It's fine. Foxes don't eat corn. And then go back and get the chicken.
I mean, yeah, that has to be
like
what it
that
is.
That would be what the answer is, yeah.
It is.
But the real answer is this guy needs a new profession.
Yeah, he's dumb.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Are you ready for the diehard jug problem?
Diehard jugs? Oh, man, yeah. Into diehard jugs.
New York City Police Department officer John McClane.
Oh.
And shop owner Zeus Carver are in quite a predicament. A psychopath who calls himself Simon is detonating bombs all over New York City. McClane and Zeus find another bomb in Central Park, and to disarm it, they need to solve Simon's riddle.
Okay.
The bomb is in a briefcase with a precise electronic scale. McClane and Zeus have a 5-gallon jug and a 3-gallon jug. They are standing next to a fountain where they can take as much water as they want. They have 5 minutes to put one of the jugs on the scale with exactly 4 gallons of water in it, or the bomb will detonate. How do you get exactly 4 gallons of water in one jug? Go.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you said they've got a 5 gallon jug?
A 5 gallon jug and a 3 gallon jug.
Well, now that you put it that way.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to talk this through out loud as I'm coming up with it.
I like this. Let's see it, Kelly.
Yeah.
You can do it.
I think I can.
Okay.
I think you fill up the 5 gallon jug. Okay. And you pour up until you get to, you fill the 3 gallon jug with that.
Why couldn't you just fill up the 3 gallon
because
jug?
Because then you know what 2 gallons looks like in the 5 gallon jug, and you can pour half of that out and then pour the 3 gallon jug in there.
I mean, so you're still eyeballing it. It wouldn't.
That's got to be precise. It's electronic it's scale. Exact,
yeah. Well, I don't know if y'all know this, but I've got precise eyesight when it comes to weighing out gallons.
Oh, really?
Well, if you
more
do.
Like pounds and ounces and such, but I have a feeling that it would be a lot easier than I'm thinking. I don't know. What's your idea, free beer?
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you yelled at me. It felt
I read
right.
it. Yeah. This text, 5 gallon dumps into 3, leaves 2. Use that twice. Well, you can't do it twice. Because the second time, you wouldn't be able to dump it in there.
It has already to be have precise right away.
Then it would be 5 gallons. This text, have you all not seen the movie? Yeah, I didn't memorize it, though. Smart ass.
Hmm. You haven't seen it in years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty easy. Just take the bomb and throw it in the fountain you're next to, because water suppresses bombs.
Water wins over bombs?
Yeah.
Oh, I learned that in Rock, Paper, Water.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, didn't you ever see the end of the Dark Knight Returns? I mean, he flew the nuke out over the water, and then everyone lived.
That's true.
Uh-huh. All right, what's your idea? You did great on the last
one. Text, Steve seems quiet. I thought this was his favorite thing. Do it, Steve.
I haven't even been paying attention because it gets me so frustrated.
Well, you have as good of an answer as I do. Having not listened to any of it.
Mm-hmm. 4 bombs and 2 gallons of water.
No. Oh. No.
You're close, though.
I was
You're
just
as close
as
Kelly
as
was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know you fill one of the buckets. That part I'm sure of.
Yeah. I think the answer is that you put 2 gallons into each of the jugs.
This text. I love this. This text. I didn't understand that part of the movie. I still don't. And it's been 25 years since I've seen it.
I honestly don't remember this.
I didn't know. I thought they were just using the name because it would be fun. I didn't even know that that was actually part of the movie. So it was like Die Hard 8 or whatever.
Okay. Mike in Albany says, this is what you do. We're going to hear him out on this. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Fill up the 5.
Yes.
Dump it into the 3.
Right. This makes sense to me so far.
That has 2 left over in there, right?
Right, yes.
That's exactly what I said a minute ago.
This is what so far I agree.
Dump the 3 out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pour the 2 into the 3.
Right.
Fill the 5 gallon.
And now what?
And now you've got 5 gallons of water
right.
plus the other 2.
But the other one already has 2,
dump
so how are you?
1 gallon into the 3.
How do you know that it's 1 gallon?
Because the... You have poured. Okay.
Well, yeah, but now you've just got 3 gallons in the 3.
He's right. He's got it. Okay. Start out with 5.
Yes.
You dump it all into the 3.
Right.
How many gallons does that leave in the 5 gallon bucket?
2 gallons.
Okay. Now you dump the 3 gallon out.
Right.
Pour the 2 into the 3.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So now you've got 2 gallons in the 3 and an empty 5 gallon jug. Yes. Okay.
Now fill the 5.
Yes.
And dump and 1 gallon. I mean, that is right.
But now, but now you've.
But if he dumps now, the 1 on. Into now the 3, it fills up the 3 and he knows he's only got 4 gallons left.
That's it?
Yeah.
Ah,
damn,
ah
I was so
yes.
Close
okay.
Earlier.
Yeah, we were right.
Way to go, Mike in Albany.
Okay. Now
nice job.
Now I see. That seems so obvious.
So we haven't gotten. Well, I
also, better
got the
hope you don't spill anything.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. What is he have a funnel?
Do you bet your life that you did it correctly? I don't think I do.
Well, I mean, I guess you have to if everybody's going to die anyway.
Yeah.
There's a timer. Yeah, I mean.
Well, get the hell away. Get away pretty quickly.
You can run out of run out of bomb for sure.
I don't want to be the first one to die.
Run out, outrun, run out.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do. It. Yeah, if you're trying to run it out to the river, then you would. But if you're just trying to get away, you'd outrun it.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember it.
Assuming it could run.
I felt pretty bad about using inconsequential for second. I don't know what I was trying to say until now, though.
Yeah. Do you want one more?
Yes, of course.
Yes, I.
A boat, a brick, and a tricky question.
Oh.
You are sitting in a rowboat on a small lake.
Yeah.
You have a brick in your boat.
Of course I do.
You toss the brick out of the boat into the lake, where it quickly sinks to the bottom.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Splashing is fun.
Does the water level rise slightly, drop slightly, or stay the same?
But if you put a brick in the lake, does the lake go up?
Like, I mean,
up, down, or stay the same?
I would think because of displacement, it would go up just the slightest bit. I mean, it wouldn't be noticeable, certainly, but
it was already displacing some water when it was in the boat, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. So it just stays the same.
Would it be the same? Rachel, you got this?
I did not hear the question originally.
Oh, I thought you were leaning in. I thought you were like, I got this one. Like when we play Name That Tune and you're like, you guys are stupid.
What is the question again?
Never mind.
Okay.
There it is. You're sitting in a rowboat on a small lake. You have a brick in your boat. You toss the brick out of your boat into the lake where it quickly sinks to the bottom. Does the water level rise slightly, drop slightly, or stay the same?
It stays the same.
Why?
I don't know. Okay. I just think that makes the most sense.
Is it a D brick? Nope, regular brick.
I mean, it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think because of what you said, like you throw the brick out, you're right. The water would have been displaced in the beginning because the boat would have been in the water a little bit more. Right?
I don't know.
Yes, but I'm going to say that the water level would still rise because the brick and the boat are not fully immersed because of water tension and displacement.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
I'm going to tell you the answer right now, but not tell you why until we come back.
Okay.
The water level goes down.
Okay, it's the clearly, one that most people would never think about.
Obviously.
Clearly.
Yeah. I mean, that's all what right. We were all thinking.
Well, yeah. None of us considered that one. Is that fair to say?
No, we all did.
Yeah. Oh, did
yeah,
we?
All, yeah, I guess all of us except you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we were there. That's basically what I was saying.
You got me. This text sums up everything. I'm hungover, and this is making my headache so much worse.
It would do that.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.